friends, and welcome to the Beth Williams Indie Americana Songwriter Show. I am singer-songwriter and studio session singer Beth Williams, ready to take you on a journey where the Colorado mountains meet the West Texas wind and beyond. For the next hour, I'll be sharing music, thoughts, life stories, and the heart of singer-songwriters. I'm coming to you from Hill Country Recording Studio here in beautiful Colorado over on the Western Slope. Hank, the studio dog, is in here with me, so you might hear a little ear shake, little woof woof every once in a while. If you're curious, you can go look at his beautiful mug on my website, BethWilliamsMusic.com/radio shows. So Hank and I both would like to welcome all of our listeners in the U.S. and around the world. Hank, tell everybody hello. Say hello. Alrighty then, let's get started. I am super excited about this show's featured artist. His name is Andy Ard. I learned about Andy's music through my dear friend Larry Claxton when he brought singer-songwriter Susan Marie Reeves to the studio to do an interview. She put me in touch with Andy. He sent me his CD, How Easy It Is, which I absolutely love, and have been playing songs from that. He's got a brand new EP that's coming out soon. So he will be joining me on the phone. I'm going to do an interview of him and playing songs from his upcoming EP. Keep in mind, these are not mastered. They're pre-mastered. So it's kind of like when you are baking a cake. They're not completely done, but they're almost done, and they just already sound fantastic. So let's go ahead and kick things off with a song from Andy Ard's upcoming EP. The tune is called Here Comes Another Good Time.
The days go roller coasting, but the direction you spend most in is going somewhere really swell. I've only got one thing to tell you. Here comes another good time. Here comes another good time. You know it won't be hard to find. Yeah, here comes another good time. I know you're out there somewhere, beyond the reach of my armchair. If I'm gonna meet you face to face, I've got to get back to the place where here comes another good time. Here comes another good time. You know it won't be hard to find. Yeah, here comes another good time. There's a good time I've been waiting for you, but you got to get in the way.
That was Colorado singer-songwriter Andy Ard. Here comes another good time. And I have Andy on the line with me. We're actually on Facebook video chat. Welcome to the show, Andy.
Hi, Beth. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So let me talk first real quick. In your bio, it says songwriter and whatnot. What is a whatnot?
Well, I used to have a card that I would try to put everything on there that I do, and it just got to be messy. So I figured, what's the main thing that I do? And it's that songwriter. And then, you know, there's singer-songwriter, there's performer, producer, I do presentation work. So it's a number of things, a guitarist. So it's a conversation piece. When people see Whatnot, they ask more about what I do.
Like me, like I just said, what is a Whatnot? So let me ask you, I love that song we just listened to, Here Comes Another Good Time. And who's playing guitar on your CD? Is that you or other people?
I'm playing rhythm guitar, but we had, so this is my first project where I went all out. I've got session players on this. So that is Nick Forrester from E-Town.
Okay, so this new EP, are you recording it at your own place? Because you have your own studio, is that right?
I have my own studio, but this is the first project I've gone out of house to work with another producer, John McVeigh in Boulder, at his studio. So it's partly at his studio and at E-Town Studios in Boulder. So we used Christian Thiel on the drums, Paul McDaniel on bass, Eric Moon on keyboards, Nick Forrester on guitar, and Justin Nicola with some backup vocals.
Well, let me tell you, it just sounds great. I'm excited to get my copy of the EP as soon as it comes out. So let's just jump back for a minute. Tell us where you came from and when you first did music of any sort. When did you know you were going to be a songwriter?
Wow. Okay. Well, I first started playing music when I was about 9. At my elementary school, they offered a ukulele class as part of the chorus class. So I learned some basic songs there from Mrs. Ray, our teacher. But I was 11 when we were in my family station wagon with my brother, the family. We were on our way to Six Flags. He had a Walkman with a cassette tape of the Kinks, a couple of their albums on it. I put them on and listened to it, and something about that particular music, that told me I want to play guitar and I want to write songs.
And so then when did you write your first song?
I was about 15, some halting attempts at writing, and then I'd say I was 17 when I wrote my first, like, complete idea of a song.
And you came from Georgia. What part of Georgia?
Lawrenceville, outside of Atlanta.
Okay, and when did you move to Colorado?
I moved to Colorado in 2000.
And why did you move to Colorado?
I followed a girl out here.
Okay, well, that's good. All right. And so you have one other CD, right? The one that I have, How Easy Is It? Was that your first recording?
That was my first solo album. I had, so the girl that I followed out to Colorado, we had an album together in Atlanta in 1999. And that was my calling card out here for a while. That opened a few doors. And then I did an EP in 2009 with Eric Shively, who's another singer-songwriter who lives down in Alamosa. Then it took a couple more years. After that EP, that's when I started doing the Durango Songwriters Expo. That supercharged my efforts. After that was when I started getting my album together, How Easy It Is. And there's a story within a story there. So ever since then, I've been writing and recording and producing, and now it's a matter of just getting the backlog out the door.
Right. So when you say producing, do you mean just producing your own self, or do you produce other people?
I produce other people as well. I've recorded a few bands in here and some solo singer-songwriters. That helps my chops, you know, as far as getting better at mixing and tracking, all that kind of thing. Like recording drums was relatively new to me a couple of years ago.
Do you use Pro Tools, or what do you use?
I used Pro Tools for 15 years, and just the last 3 years or so, I moved over to Logic. The workflow worked better for me for what I was doing, for what I'm doing here.
Okay, so let's go ahead and play another song. Wait, before we do that, let's jump back to that first song, Here Comes Another Good Time. Tell me about that song real quick, because that's a great song, and it sure does make you feel good.
Well, it came out of, I did something called the Immersion Composition Society. Another songwriter recommended this book to me called The Frustrated Songwriter's Handbook. And in short, it's you lock yourself up in a studio for 12 hours, and you write 20 songs. Didn't quite get that far, but I went in there, and you just have to get an idea, record it really quick, write it really fast, and get done with it and move on. So that was one of the songs out of one of my first sessions. You had to kind of tweak it later on, but that was probably the first time I ever did a chorus that's just repetitive like that. Where it's, here comes another good time, here comes another good time. And I didn't think much of it at the time until I played it for a panel of supervisors, and they loved it. I actually got a few bites out of that, and then an artist out of Utah recorded it. as well. That one is probably the first one of mine that took off as far as industry people go.
So tell us about the song we're fixing to listen to. It's called Trouble.
Trouble. Similar kind of idea. So I started with a riff, and it's actually not the way I played it on that recording, but just kind of a twangy Americana type of sound. And it was a minor chord, and it sounded like Trouble to me. So I just kind of built around that, and I just started really ad-libbing the idea for the chorus. And then once I had the chorus, I started sticking some verses on there. And this is one that struck me because I played it out live a few years ago, and it's the first time the bartender said she loved it after I played it. And that hardly ever happens. Staff usually doesn't really care much about me. And then like a couple little ladies were dancing to it later. My band played it, and some bikers said, "We love that song." Little kids were dancing to it, so I knew I had something.
Well, here it is now, Mr. Andy Ard with his song, Trouble.
I thought I had trouble, boy, was I ever wrong. I never knew a train wreck could go on for so long. How could anybody's lot in life be so unfair? If bad luck was a currency, you'd be a millionaire. More and got to thinking this is all unreal, till I remembered that's exactly how I used to feel, till I saw the mess that I was living day to day. It didn't change until I had the courage for to say that trouble in your house, trouble in your mind, trouble come from everything you will not leave behind. The trouble is it's close to you and hard to recognize. Trouble everywhere you look, there's trouble in your eyes. You'll find it when you're minding business that's none of your own. Dig it up like gardens that you haven't sown. There's lots of ways to get it, and I say you got it good. There's lots of ways to fix it, and I do believe you could. So let me help you, friend, lay your trouble down. Keep on bringing it around. You're going nowhere if you're only keeping it at bay. There's trouble at the door and there's more trouble on the way. There's trouble in your house, trouble in your mind. Trouble comes from everything you will not leave behind. The trouble is it's close to you and hard to recognize. There's trouble everywhere you look, there's trouble in your eyes. Trouble finds the path of least resistance up to you. So gather up your troubles and throw them in the can. Hang them up or pack them off into a moving van. But don't take trouble with you to the places that you go. Starting with whatever keeps you from wanting to know. There's trouble in your house, trouble in your mind. Trouble come from everything you will not leave behind. And hard to recognize. There's trouble everywhere you look. There's trouble in your eyes. There's trouble in your house. Trouble in your mind. Trouble comes from everything you will not leave behind. The trouble is it's close to you and hard to recognize. There's trouble everywhere you look. There's trouble in your eyes.
Thanks for tuning in to the Beth Williams Indie Americana Songwriter Show. I'm Beth, and that was Mr. Andy Ard with his song Trouble. It's off his new upcoming EP, and Andy is on the line with me right now. We're on Facebook video chat. So, Andy, do you have a title for your new EP yet?
I think so. I'm calling it The New Thing.
The New Thing. Okay. And people, when I'm sure they're going to love the songs that they've heard so far, and they can go to your website, andyard.com. And your Facebook page is?
Andy Ard Music.
And your Twitter, I see, is Andy Ard Music as well. As people are listening, I would encourage them to keep this show going and then jump over to Andy's website and you can see what he looks like. When I was listening to these new songs, they sound kind of retro to me, which is very cool. Did you know that? Or is that just the way I'm hearing them?
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that. And you mentioned, so Americana, that's where my mind was with this whole thing. When I'm presenting my music to industry people, I get from different people, sometimes it's kind of more pop rock, sometimes it's more, they'll say it's more country or Americana. But this one, and including the people that I was working with on all of this, they were saying, yeah, right down the road, this is Americana. When I play it for example, music supervisors who would place these things in commercials or TV shows or whatever, they say, nope, that's country, and they won't touch it. So I'm in a bit of a weird spot with all of this. So I finally just made up my mind and said, you know what, I'm not going to worry about that anymore. I'm just going to make the music, put it out there, and whatever happens, happens.
And that's the great thing about Americana. You don't put us in a box that way. It's just a great song.
Oh, and I'm American. I'm a songwriter. By definition, that's Americana. Being from Georgia and being Southern, I had a twang naturally, probably in my songwriting, with my guitar playing and a little bit in my singing. I ran away from that for a long time, and I finally have come back around to embrace it, because I was trying to be more of an Anglo, like Beatles, Kinks, Elvis Costello. That was my vein. But I can only be the bird that I am, you know?
You really do have a unique sound, and that's kind of unusual to say these days. I mean, you have a distinct, it's very distinct and unique. You have hit songs. The people just haven't found them yet.
Keep on believing that. You mentioned sounding like other people. I tried that for so long, and I finally gave up, and I said, I read a quote somewhere that's like, you can be a second-rate somebody else or the first-rate me.
Yeah, and you're accomplishing that. You know, it's interesting to me when you talk about these music supervisors. So a lot of the different songwriters that I have on the show, they aren't pursuing their songwriting career. In other words, they've written songs, but they don't have the get up and go, the competitiveness, the drive. So they just kind of record the songs and they sit there. But it sounds like you have a lot of drive as far as trying to get your songs heard. Would you say that's correct?
Yes. There's the aspect where I record songs for myself and put them out there and with my band. And then there's songs I write with or for other artists, because that gives them legs too. Say if it sounds like a hit song for somebody else, then they're going to put effort into it as well. You know, I'm not so much looking for my own aggrandizement or whatever. I don't particularly need it. I want to get my songs out there, make some waves with those, but I don't need to be in the spotlight necessarily. So I love writing songs with and for other artists.
So you're not trying to be a big star. That's not your goal.
No. The unfortunate reality, though, is that, like I say, it's not who you know, it's who knows you. So for people to pick up on what I'm doing, it helps if they've heard of me. So while I'm not trying to be a celebrity, it does help if people know my name. And I'm pretty well known among songwriters in Colorado. But outside of that, it's a who knows?
Right. So do you tour? I mean, tell me about your performing schedule. What is that like?
My band, PJ Zong, we play around the west side, like along the Front Range a good bit.
That's the Front Range of Colorado.
So yeah, like Denver, Fort Collins, Colorado Springs, and up in the mountains a little bit. We're playing a Little Bear on Friday. And then solo, I don't play as much, because I'm not as active booking myself as the band is. And I also play in a duo with a lady, Jill Tees. We both cut our teeth playing in the bars of Athens, Georgia, at UGA. So we have kind of an acoustic duo, like a Everly Brothers, Indigo Girls, Simon and Garfunkel type of thing.
Would you like to get more performances at house concerts? Because that's a perfect venue for songwriters, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I have knocked on that door several times. There was a website with a guy that does house concerts, and they, long story short, the answer I got was, well, you need to be kind of doing this already to work with us. So I'm still looking to open that door.
As many songwriters are as there are now, and the competition is so stiff, and there are a lot of more aggressive people booking themselves. So it is difficult, I think. It's a supply and demand, and there's so many, right? Do you ever find yourself getting discouraged by it, or are you just kind of keeping your chin up and going forward?
A little bit of both. There's ups and downs. I'll get really motivated and get on it and email and call and email and call, but I wear down somewhat easily. You know, my ego is fragile enough that I take no easier than I should. So there are people who are dogged at it. You know, they're persistent. That's what it takes. Once in a while I break through, I'll get in somewhere, but it takes a lot more to get consistent. As some of the people who I know who are doing this regularly, it's constant, and there's just a lot of rejection. So I take responsibility for what I haven't done yet.
Well, I think that a lot of songwriters have the talent and the gifting, but they don't have the personality to get themselves over to the other side of it, because they're not the real driven and just really in your face. Right. You know what I'm talking about. That's one of the reasons I'm doing this show in particular. It's just for the songwriters who are great songwriters, but don't have that sort of in your face personality of, you know, it's a different thing.
Thank you for doing that. We appreciate that.
Well, you know, your music is so great. So speaking of which, we're going to do another song off your new EP, Why You Gotta Be Like That. Tell me about that song. It's great. I love it.
Well, so the story with that one, about, let's see, whatever year it was, Meghan Trainor broke through. A few months before that, she used to go to the Durango Songwriters Expo, and we were talking about co-writing, and I had her card, and I was, you know, her email and her phone number and all that. So I was gathering up some ideas of songs I wanted to work on with her. When All About That Bass dropped, I was thinking, okay, well, I'll wait till that cools down, and it never cooled down. It just went on and on and on. So her phone number changed, her email changed, and I haven't, you know, been able to connect with her since. So this was one of the songs that I wanted to work on with her. It sounded different originally, and then I kind of reworked it to have a little more of a kind of a doo-wop feel. I don't know what you call it necessarily. It's my attempt at that. But so that's the backstory with that one.
So right now, here's Andy Ard with his song, Why You Gotta Be Like That.
Frozen in a tight little sky, wearing your grumpy old hat. Don't come to the party like a cold wet towel. Why you gotta be like that? When you go mixing with the poor attitude, making all the drinks go flat. I've got one ingredient you ought to include, called why you gotta be like that. Gotta be like that.
Why you gotta be like that?
That was Andy Ard with his song, Why You Gonna Be Like That. If you're just tuning in, thanks for joining us. And I have Andy Ard on the line with me right now. We're talking about his life and his music. So, Andy, where would you like to be in 5 years with your music?
In short, I like to keep doing what I'm doing. I get to write music and record, produce music for myself and other people. I would like to have some music placed in, let's say, commercials and TV shows, you know, through supervisors. I also like helping to develop other artists and writers.
As a writer, what would be your words of wisdom to somebody who's starting in the business right now, a songwriter? Do you have any words of wisdom for them besides run and hide? No, I'm kidding.
Well, there is some good advice I got years ago. If you can be talked out of it, let yourself. The people that I work with most, we call ourselves lifers. I mean, there's no way we could not be doing this. And I bet you're in that same category.
Yes.
You were just drawn to it, you know, hell or high water. Just for songwriting, the craft in itself, write as much as possible. You know, natural writers joke about your first 1,000 songs don't count or whatever the number is, but you know, they write a lot of songs all the time. I'm not quite to that level, but I have learned that just being prolific is a good thing because you get better at the craft and you learn a lot about yourself and your muse. And then as far as the business side of it, play out as much as you can, because 1 hour of playing in front of people is like 10 hours of practice, and network. And in that case, my best networking event has been the Durango Songwriters Expo. There are many other events too. This is one where the industry to attendee ratio is fantastic. We get to hang out with people from LA, New York, and Nashville twice a year. It's a great way to just see what the lay of the land is.
If people who are listening would like to contact you, so they need to go to your website, andyard.com, or your Twitter, andyardmusic. Anything else you'd like to say to your listeners who are tuned in right now?
Thank you for listening. That's something I always try to get in there, because that's the part that means the most. You know, there's booking, there's sales, there's all these other things, but really what warms my heart the most is when people listen to the music and enjoy it. I love knowing that people have listened.
Well, you're an incredible songwriter. You really are. And I just wish you the best. I'll keep playing your music. So thanks for joining me, Andy.
Thank you, Matt.
Here's one more tune from Andy Ard. This is from his How Easy It Is CD. And the tune is called Will You Be There When I Land?
Each other to blame. Yeah.
thanks for tuning in. I'm Beth Williams, and that was Andy Ard, Will You Be There When I Land? Now I'd like to do a tune from the girl who introduced me online to Andy Ard. Her name is Susan Marie Reeves. This is a song of hers called Crazy When You're Gone.
To the ocean to swim my mind away, swim as far as you could see. And all I kept thinking as I took each breath is the way that you touch me. I'm so crazy now since you got inside my head. I'm so crazy when you're gone. I'm so crazy now since you got inside my head. I'm so crazy when you're
thanks for tuning in. If you're just getting here, I am Beth Williams. This is my Indie Americana Songwriter Show. And that tune was Susan Marie Reeves. It was called Crazy When You're Gone. This show, the theme of it is where the Colorado Mountains meet the West Texas wind and beyond. That means I go outside of the Colorado and Texas, USA. So I'm actually going to jump over to California. Just recently come across this terrific songwriter. His name is Mark Platt, P-L-A-T-T. And it says here he's been a singer-songwriter playing in and around L.A. since 1980. He has a new CD coming out. It's called Big City. It'll be released April 2018. So this is kind of a pre-release. You get to hear it first. And the tune I'm going to play is Sweetest Sound. You can find him on Facebook, Mark Platt's Big City. Right after that, I'm going to do a tune. I'm jumping back over to Colorado and do a tune from a really super gal. Her name is Sunny Hager, and I'm going to do the title song from her Pieces in the Dark CD. You can find her on Facebook also, Sunny Music. But right now, let's give a listen to Mark Platt's tune, Sweetest Sound.
On for miles, it's how desolate I feel tonight, with an aching deep in my bones, longing for a dream I've never known. Through the wind I move so slow, holding to a face you've shown before I crumble to pieces in the dark. me. Like a falling star, maybe I'll stumble safe into your arms. And I won't. Dive into my endurance. Will you love me for the places I hide? Peel back the layers to this little girl you find before I crumble to pieces in the dark. Will you catch me? Me.
That was Pieces in the Dark by Colorado songwriter Sonny Hager. Next up, the Colorado group The Pride from their Taft Canyon CD, a tune called Seraphim Angels. It was written by the bass player Wes Heilman. He also sings lead on it. And there's some terrific, beautiful backup vocals by another band member, Suzanne Alber. So we'll play that tune. Right after that, another Colorado songwriter, Stephen Paul Wallace, from his These Roads CD, we'll be listening to, God willing. But first, here's The Pride with Seraphim Angels.
In a china hut, brand new baskets no one's ever touched, paperback books and a Bible on a shelf, never much room for anything else. Angels all around, angels looking down. Seraphim angels, seraphim angels, whole lot of seraphim angels. Letters stacked in a chair by the door, Home magazine on the floor, a basket of thread for embroidery, color piling up all flowers and patterns and things. Angels all around, angels looking down. Seraphim angels, seraphim angels, whole lot of seraphim angels. Her children's children quickly grow. Time goes by so much faster than we know. She talks for hours and hours on the telephone. So far away, but never alone, never alone. Great big drawer, candy wrappers that fell on the floor, a locked steel box, but we found the key to our favorite pop dog's pedigree. Angels all around, angels looking down. Seraphim angels, seraphim angels, whole lot of seraphim angels. Angels all around, angels looking down. Seraphim angels, seraphim angels, whole lot of seraphim angels.
Flowing over the bridge, I gave my word I'd make it home tonight. Should've just said I might. God willing, and the creek don't lie.
The creek don't lie.
God willing, and the creek don't lie. Not today. The winds are wailing across the southern sky, and all I can do is try. God willing, and the creek don't lie.
Creek don't lie.
God willing, and the creek don't. Good intentions and all of my best laid plans can all fall apart in an instant to remind me where I stand. Stubborn streak, for him it was do or die. But the faith and patience that my mother preached are what I need to survive. She said, God willing, and the creek don't lie. God willing, and the creek don't lie. She said, God willing, and the creek don't lie.
That was God Willing by Colorado singer-songwriter Stephen Paul Wallace. And now, folks, it is time for the Gospel Minute. Our Gospel Minute is Colorado songwriter Karma Grimes with her beautiful tune, Going Home.
Long. The trumpet will sound and we will all be gone, 'cause we're going home,
going home,
going home,
going home.
Signs of the times are everywhere. Tremors and floods are giving people a scare, but we're going home,
going home,
going home. Off him, 'cause we're going home,
going home.
Oh, we're going home. Nobody knows the hour or day when Jesus will come and take us all away, and we'll be going home.
The night I met him, I was singing in some old bar. I'd had a pretty rough day, rough couple of years, to tell the truth. He walked in the door, and man, you could have heard a heart drop.
I looked in those brown eyes and thought, oh Lord, I hope he's the one. Guess it was my lucky day. Wasn't too long after that he brought me home to this old house. I've been here ever since. If these walls could talk, I bet they'd say in this old house, lovely's every day. If these walls could talk, I bet they'd say in this old house, love lives and has its own way. If these walls could talk, I bet they'd say love lives in this old house. It'll never go away, it'll never go away, it'll never go away. Love came to save the day. Some old bar, I'd had a pretty rough day.
That was yours truly, Beth Williams, with the title song from my In This Old House CD. You can learn more about that song as well as all of my music by going to my website, BethWilliamsMusic.com. We are out of time. Thank you so much for joining me. I will be back same time, same station next week. Until then, I do hope that you'll join me on Facebook, Beth Williams Music, and on my YouTube channel, Beth Williams Music. And let me see, where else? Oh yeah, my website, again, BethWilliamsMusic.com/radio shows. All of my shows are archived there, and if you heard songs that you loved, which I'm sure you did, you can go there and there's a link to each and every songwriter that you've been listening to over this past hour. Be sure and go to their Facebook page, click like, and send them a message letting them know that you heard them right here on the Beth Williams Indie Americana Songwriter Show. So that's it for me. Until next time, this is Beth Williams, wishing you well.